Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, hello. This is CITR FM 101.9, and you're listening to Twofold. Something dropped.
Your jacket dropped. Hello guys, I'm Maggie. 大家好，我是 Maggie。
大家好，我是 Sandy。Okay, my jacket dropped.
Oh, it's dirty now.
How was your week, Maggie?
It was pretty good. Really tiring though.
I saw a lot of performance.
In
the previous week. Mm-hmm. How were them? How were they?
They were really exciting and. I think our team really love doing it. It's because we bring lucky and happiness to everyone, too.
Oh, that's nice.
So even though we're really tired, we're always excited and happy.
Oh. Good job. Thank you for bringing all the happiness and excitement to...
Happy Chinese New Year.
To brighten up the Chinese New Year. Yeah. And I also went to the parade, too.
Parade thing, yeah.
It was so cold that day.
I could imagine, totally. Yeah.
And then, because we brought our niece, and nobody can barely move. So it was really difficult to...
Is it like really crowded or something?
It's super crowded. Oh. Yeah. And then I think it was crowded for like an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I basically didn't see much of a parade. I just saw a lot of people.
That's
normally the case, right? You go see a parade and you end up seeing a lot of people. Like, how come I didn't know there's like so many people over here?
You see the backs of their heads.
Yeah. Excuse me. 所以 Maggie 那个上星期，因为上星期今天大年初几我已经忘了。今天大年初七哦。
It's the birthday one.
The birthday one?
That's what everyone said. It's like if it's 初七 it's like everyone's birthday. 人人日? Yeah, something like that.
我听过人人网，没有听过人人日，哎，怎么办？反正今天呢，还算是在一个大过年的中间，对不对？人日。我听过人中。
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just ours. I don't know why. Because it's like 初七 is supposed to be everyone's birthday, technically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So happy birthday to all the Chinese people. You're 1 year older. Ha ha ha. Oh, darn. I'm a year older now.
Mm.
所以 Maggie 这上星期我看到她在 Facebook 上面有很多那个她去不同的地方表演的照片。然后她就你觉得怎么样？很累吗？你们都表演到很晚，不是吗？
对呀、啊，对呀、啊，
就半夜的，
差不多一天有六七场吧，
六七场，
但是都很开心，很开心的，
很开心，因为都可以跟你朋友 hang out， 对不对？就朋友在一起，大家就很好玩，
对，一起吃饭。
然后他还说可以把那个过年的那种欢乐气氛带给大家，所以他也很
小朋友还有老人，对呀、啊。
小朋友还有老人，像我们这样就没有很开心。
有啦有啦，
像我们这种人就还好而已，就不是 Maggie focus 的对象。对啊，他今天很累了，有点小感冒，不过希望他早日康复。
哦，谢谢。
因为前两天我在 Facebook 上面看到他的一个 status， 他说。
Oh my god！ 我觉得超嗨的，
对啊，就是超级超级欢乐的那种亢奋的状态，然后一直睡不着啊，怎么样的？所以应该是因为嗨过头了，
对
了，
然后
就开始累
了，
我就发现，哎、欸、，I'm actually a human being。所以呢，我上星期天去发那个读经的传单的时候，也是就是人山人海，然后我就发现，其实我对温哥华东区就是那个 Chinatown 那边一点都不熟，就来了这么多年了，还是对那个地方就是不熟啊，去哪里搭车什么也都不知道，就还蛮好笑的。
Same for me，
对啊，但是那边还蛮好玩的，所以就是以后有兴趣的人还是可以去那边走走看看，就是一个蛮不一样的地方哎、欸，跟温哥华西区比起来，就是很不一样
，very crowded.
Yes, very crowded, full of people. Today I've prepared you a lot of Canadian artist songs, and then most of them are female artists and female composers. They are almost all new, like really recent songs, and just to share with you how amazing and talented the people around us are. 所以今天呢，我们会播一系列的，加拿大，的女，大部分都是女性，那叫什么啊？音乐制作人、音乐创作人的音乐，好饶舌啊！所以希望你们会喜欢，然后也可以就是听听看，原来在你的身边有这么多充满着音乐细胞的人类，超酷的
的人类，
对吧？然后听第一首是那个这个 artist 叫做 Suska， 然后这首歌叫做 Unison， 它是在 album 那个，它是在 Within 这个 album 里面。So the first song that we will play is called Unison, and it's in the album called Within. It's by the artist of Suska, and Suska is a live improv violinist, vocalist, and recording artist and actress who regularly plays live. Listen up.
Maybe.
So I also have this book, and it's called Bright Wisdom. It has a lot of, how do you call these? It's like, it's not lecture, but
morals?
It's...
Morals?
Morals, yeah.
The morals thing, through stories?
Yeah, the things that people should... people usually read when they're
wisdom
when they're trying to find yeah wisdom in their life when they're lost and then they can't make a decision.
Sandy to the rescue today. What are you gonna tell us, Sandy?
That's just pick one and then discuss.
All right.
See what you say. So, 现在我手上拿着这本书叫做《光明的智慧》，那它是一本中英对照的书。那么就是讲很多有关修行啊，有关自己心灵层次提升的话，那我们就随便挑一个，然后来看一看，然后跟 Maggie 讨论一番。在这边有写说，人的念头很重要，人心常常在改变，像天气，有时台风天、夏天、冬天、秋天、阴天，因为这是在五行之中。心里起了对待人的念头，会随着外在环境而影响。他若对我好，我就待他好；他若对我不好，我就对他不好。这就是对待。人要懂感恩，把感恩放在心里，才能获得更多。心中没有感恩，只有埋怨，将失去许多好机会，失去许多学习方向。Do you want to read this part?
Okay, it's the English version now. It is very important that we carefully monitor our thoughts all the time. Human hearts often change, just like the weather. The weather can suddenly change from a hurricane to a calm, clear sky. The cause of these ever-changing conditions is from the fact that this earthly world exists because of the five elements. The five elements, metal, wood, water,Fire and earth are held by the ancients to compose the physical universe. Take the approach of treating people as an example. For it can easily be dictated by the environment and outside experiences. If others treat us well, we tend to do the same in return. On the other hand, if others mistreat us, we mistreat them back. This kind of fist for fist, eye for eye reaction is called the reactionary treatment.As a Tao cultivator, we should always be cautious of having this kind of behavior.
So deep. What do you think? I think it's so true that our mind changes and then the next second, the first second you're like in heaven and the next second is like in hell and you hate your life. And then again, you're back to the stage where you're like, oh, I'm so good. And then...
I think it's true for motivation, too. Like, for example, this week, I was really excited before, but now I'm like, oh, it goes all the way down.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you try to work on a new project or start something new. So, like, for example, before, I really, really wanted to learn guitar, but then I just didn't find the time to do it.
Yeah.
And then my motivation just keeps going up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
So that's what makes life
difficult. Yeah, my friend and I wanted to learn ukulele, I think 2-3 years ago.
I wanted to learn that too.
Yeah, and then she lended me her first ukulele just to let me try it out to see if I like it. So if I don't like it, then I won't waste money buying one, right? And then I ended up leaving it in my room and never really practice it.
Oh.
And my friend, she actually practiced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she now is more advanced and she bought like 3 or 4 new ukulele. So it really is how you motivate yourself and if you're determined enough to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I truly believe that if you put your heart into something to accomplish a task, you will complete it.
Yeah.
And I think we all have more ability than we thought. And then we are actually wiser than we
thought. And stronger than
we are. Yes, stronger than we are. It's just we never really have to face those difficulties. And then we just thought that,
we can't do it
others can, but I can't.
Yeah.
所以这边在讲说人的念头很重要。常常会讲说，你要完成一件事，首先要做的事情就是要相信自己，就是你要相信你 一定可以做到什么，就是那件事情，然后你才有机会做到。如果你从一开始就觉得说，哇，不可能啊，我这么笨，就怎么可能会是我这样的，别人都那么厉害，然后我一定就什么都不行，那很大的一个机会就是你的念头会引导着你，然后到最后是你的念头打败了你完成这件事情，就是你的念头很重要，就是我觉得这是很难会在遇到困难的时候，然后提醒，就是适时的提醒自己说，哎，不可以有这样不好的念头，
不可以放弃吗？
对对对，就是我觉得很难。就他这边写的很好，但是就是当你自己真正遇到困难的时候，你就会觉得说，好像又很垂头丧气。所以我们希望能在日常生活中，就是看到你的朋友或是家人需要你鼓励的时候，你就去提醒对方说，其实你很棒，你可以做到的，对不对？ So I think it's very important to constantly remind each other, remind your friend, remind your loved ones that they should always have positive thinking and never give up on themselves.、This is why we are here.
We bring the energy to the life, to the world.
Okay, an ad, and then after the ad, I will play another song from Suska. It's called Loving You. 所以下一首歌在广告回来之后是叫做 Loving You, 是跟上一个那个
歌手
是一样的。
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team.Or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC.For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at citrdj on Twitter.
It's so easy to do. Whoa, whoa. It's so hard to stay away. Loving you is so easy to do. Whoa, whoa. Wanna show you every day. Not the first time, not the last time. You'll be taking up my mind.
Show you every day. Hey, 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 hey. when stars collide, new worlds appear. When stars collide, new worlds appear. Lying here is so easy to do. Whoa. It's so hard to stay away. Lying here is so easy to do. Whoa. Wanna show.
Okay, so I heard an interesting news from Facebook when I was checking it. There's two people, they're twins, two girls.
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
Did you see
too?
It?
Yeah.
It was so amazing,
actually,
right?
I looked at their website. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
my
I was
God.
Reading their. I was reading their story. They're making a documentary film called Twinsters.
Twinsters, yeah,
and
I saw that.
Then they were adopted. But then they got separated after birth,
mm-hmm.
Into different...
probably different countries.
Yeah, yeah. One is now living in the United States, and the other is living in Paris.
Mm.
Yeah, and they found each other through just
Facebook.
Online.
I think one girl saw the
It was the... How do I say her name?
They're like making a film.
Anais?
Yeah, Anais.
Samantha. Yeah. How do you say this name in French?
I don't know.
There's two dots on top of this I.
Anais.
Okay. Yeah, so they actually it's Anais' friend who posts one photo. So on the left or right, one is her and the other is this person that the friend found.
Mm-hmm.
And then they almost had the same look. They're just, you know, identical twins. What do you expect, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think life would be like if you discover that you actually have a twin sister at this stage?
At this stage, mm-hmm. now? Well, I would feel really, really excited at first.
And then feel betrayed by your parents
that
they didn't tell you?
Like, you just feel more love from someone because you just, like, yeah. Because you just all of a sudden feel like, oh, you have one extra family. Then you can feel more love and you can share your stories to them.
Yeah.
Throughout your life, right?
Uh-huh.
20-something years of stories. Lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, we feel... it's amazing that they finally met. But...
I wonder where their parents are.
I don't know.
Mm.
I just feel like... I don't know. If it's me, then I would want to meet them even younger.
Oh,
perhaps.
Yeah.
So then we can at least share more memories, mm-hmm. together. It's not like meeting a total stranger who looked just like you,
mm.
and having to miss all the years that memories made.
All the childhood memories, right?
Yeah, and then I think they speak this different languages, mm. and everything's different. But they found each other.
Yay!
So we just saw 他们也有一对双胞胎，然后他们是出生在那个南韩，出生以后就被分开的姐妹花，在最近才找到对方，
嗯、
然后他们已经27岁左右了吧，25、27左右，然后透过网络然后看到对方的相片，因为 Samantha 就是在住一个住在。一个住在美国，一个住在法国，然后住在美国的那个人现在是想当演员了，所以他在网络上面有很多YouTube video 啊，那什么什么的。然后另外一个人就找到对方，他就写了一封信给他，就说不要 freak out，
嗯、
就是我们两个长得真的很像，然后我们还有同一天出生的，然后都是韩国人，
嗯、
所以就他们找到对方，然后现在他们正在。录制一个那种有点像纪录片的那种电影，然后叫做 Twinsters， 有兴趣的人可以上网查一查，还蛮有趣的。所以我刚刚问 Maggie 说，如果是你的话，你现在突然发现你有一个双胞胎姐妹， 对啊，应该会需要一段时间，就是
适应一下，
就说怎么网络上有一个跟我长得一模一样的人，那是超奇怪的，
嗯，
对啊，还蛮好玩的。那么呢，下一首歌我们要播的是另外一个加拿大的创作音乐人，叫做 Rose Melberg， 那这首歌叫做 We're Through， 他是录制在他的最新的 album 叫做 September。 So the next song that we'll play is called September. It's called We're Through. And it's in the album called September by Rose Melberg.
Every day from your window. Even though I just saw you yesterday, and I asked you if things would be okay, and you just smile. And even though I'll surely see you tomorrow, it always means the same thing. I'm here waiting.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
So make sure to visit Big Sister. And then the previous song is from the same artist, Rose Melberg. It's called Another Cup of Coffee, which remind me of one of the topic that I've covered. Coffee! Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you weren't here. another little sharing from Bright Wisdom here. 所以刚刚那首歌是那个同一个音乐创作人，那他叫做 Another Cup of Coffee， 他的声音还蛮好听的，我觉得就是我们两个都听到他的音乐就觉得，好像有那个五月天的开头的感觉，可能都太想念五月天了。现在是不是一个多元化的时代啊？你所触碰到的都是一些奇奇怪怪的，这就是科技的发展。科技的发展让你料想不到的快速，而你们一直追求着不肯放手，把自己搞得很累，但是自己也很高兴。但是这种高兴是短暂的，并不是长久的。等你得到之后再停下来，你会感觉到好像又失去了什么，是不是？那种失落的感觉只有你自己知道，而别人并不知道啊。所以说，一旦人追求了之后，满足了以后，那只是短暂的满足，而不是真正的满足，因为欲望是不断的。Do you want to read this part?
We are living in a plural society and we find ourselves encountering strange and surprising matters. This phenomenon is the end result of overdeveloping science and technology.These overdevelopments make us feel everything is moving fast, but we still will not let go of our desires of pursuing material things. All these desires will exhaust us, and we'll have some temporary illusion of joy and happiness. Once we have to slow down, we will suddenly feel a sense of loss. Only we will know what this kind of feeling is like, others will not. Therefore,After we have fulfilled our desires, we'll realize that the fulfillment is only temporary, since human desire is endless and we can never be able to fulfill all our desires.
I think it's so true. It's so true. Like, take our phone, for example, or computer.
And I use it wanting more and more and newer products.
Yeah, and then I use it every day, and then you kind of like, people these days, most of them can't live without technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to have, you know, Wi-Fi everywhere they go, and they have to constantly checking their emails,
like
checking their Facebook.
Friends.
Yeah, texting their friends, and just, and then all of a sudden, like, once you get home, you have nothing to do. You're like, oh, let's go online and see who's online, because I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, 就是我也觉得现在这个科技的发展快，就是很好玩，很好玩，可是快速到有时候让人来不及喘一口气，然后停下来想一想你
到底在做什么，
对，你到底在忙什么。就常常就是你那早餐吃完以后，然后电脑一开就一整天就过去了，然后你就 很累很累哦，然后就不知道自己在累什么，好像也没有什么成果，
好像没有做什么一样。
对，好像没有做什么，但是好像又就是为什么自己又已经那么累了。
嗯，
然后我之前在跟我朋友聊天的时候，然后才发现说，就是晚上用电脑或是用电子产品会影响到你，就是你用完然后马上睡觉的话，你有时候会睡不太着。
嗯，
你会有这种感觉吗？
我听过这个，
但是你都睡得着。Maggie 就很爱睡觉。
我现在想睡觉
了。你现在想睡吗？对，我前两天
睡
不着。一起睡吧。一起睡好。Good idea. So I was talking to my friend online on Facebook the other day, and then realizing that we both couldn't really sleep that well if you use computer right before you sleep,
mm-hmm.
or if you use your cell phone right before you sleep. And yeah, I think it's really affecting our
sleep cycle.
And then our brain is constantly kind of still active and you can't slow down. But so then you're really tired, your eyes are so sore, but you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the worst feeling.
Yeah.
That one has to go through.
So you just
stare
at the ceiling all night, counting sheep.
Yeah, so people have been saying that if you want to sleep at 11, by 9 o'clock, you should be doing activities that are calm.
Mm-hmm. Like reading
like
a
read
book?
Read a book and drink a
yoga.
Hot water.
I think
whatever.
Yoga helps too, I heard.
Yeah, yoga. Or just stay calm, like meditation or something.
Sit there for 2 hours.
I'll sit in my bed for 2 hours.
That can be a challenge for tonight.
Prolong my sleeping cycle. 所以呢，就是睡不着的人们呢，尽量不要在晚上
睡前，
对，在睡前2个小时左右就不要再做一些就是太有趣的活动了，就是做一些静态的事情，像说读一本好书啊，或者是就是 Maggie 说可以做那种缓和的瑜伽，就不要做那种太激烈的什么什么快跑或者什么百米跑步。
还有听Sandy的节目啊，
听Sandy是很想睡觉就对了，
没有啊，不是这个意思的。
然后 Maggie 他就甚至就邀请我就一起在电台上睡了，这样大家晚安。其实我觉得有时候我很希望主持那种就是非常平静的。
平静的吗？
对，非常平静的那种节目。
我觉得你想主持那种非常嗨的节目呢？
不是，我想要，我觉得就是那种很酷啊，就是你听到这个节目的时候，你会觉得说哦，
超嗨
，so relax， 然后就是啊、oh. so comfortable 这样子。
You should sing a song， you know what？
啦啦啦啦啦，要唱什么？
我也不知道。
现在最近就是
lullaby
啊
，lullaby for babies，
lullaby for babies，
la la la。
啦啦啦啦 ！Hold on， that's is it？ 那不是 Christmas 的音乐？
我也不知啊，就是
Silent
Nights 一样的，
一样啦。好啦，不要在这边听我们那个唱歌，要听一下 Amanda
真正的歌。
Yeah， Martinez 他的歌叫做 Let's Dance。So we're not singing at this moment， but we might。So just stay with us. The next song we play is Amanda Martinez's song. It's called Let's Dance.
Yeah.
Dreams deserve a second chance. Let's play. Release our worries and they'll float away. We'll shine. Jump in, begin. Don't look behind.Waiting by, we'll shine. enjoy the day. To another lifetime. This one's ours to say. Let's dance. Until another moment. This one's ours to claim. Until another sunset. Let's enjoy the day.
Been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you love has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
So it was a really interesting song. 刚刚那首歌真的很有趣，因为一开始很 peaceful， 然后到最后就变得很像就是在那种海岛，
那个，
对，在海岛边，然后就是穿着大红洋装在那边晃裙子的那种感觉，就还蛮好玩的。So the song that we just played for you is called Let's Dance, and it's by Amanda Martinez, and we both really like that type of song. And it started really
happy,
peaceful.
Chilling,
yeah.
Beach type of music.
Yeah.
Right?
So you can always imagine a scene while you listen to those kind of songs. Yeah. So she's also a female Canadian artist. Check her out.
So we have another passage for you guys, another wisdom of words. The more you have experience, the wiser you will become. A fall in the pit, a gain in your wit. It is weird that if a person does not encounter difficulties, he or she will not be willing to change until he or she has suffered a lot. One cannot attain genuine awareness until one comes to the ultimate critical moment. You will not understand the taste of pain when you're happy, and you will not know how wonderful it is to be happy until you have tasted pain.
Aww.
Real happiness originates from your own devotion. As you sow, so will you reap. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Life is full of twists and turns, ups and downs. At every stage, in every setback, you gain wisdom and you mature. You pay to accumulate experience through which wisdom is found. Other people cannot take away what you have earned. So you should appreciate the experience you gain when you encounter an obstacle. That's very, very, very true.
Yeah. 所以呢，事情经历的越多，你的智慧就越增长。 不经一事不长一智。人啊是很奇怪的，假如没有遇到困难，不经一番寒彻骨，死也不甘愿。总是要到最后关头的时候，才会真正的觉悟，快乐的时候不知痛苦的滋味，品尝过痛苦的滋味，才知道快乐是多么的美好。真正的幸福来自于自己的付出，由于你付出过，耕耘过，所以能够得到结果，你得到的结果，那份的喜悦也就是幸福。人生本就是一波一折，一山结一关，每个驿站，每个波折都会让你有所体悟，有所成长。智慧是从经验所累积，经验累积是需要付出代价的，付出代价之后所得到的是别人抢不走的，所以在每个驿站里面，我们就应好好体会。
So deep. Think, lots to think about.
Yeah, I know. Like every time, we're like, so deep.
Watch out. Sandy's going crazy in the recording room. Watch out.
No, it's something falls down again. Yeah, so, wow. I mean, it's such a bright wisdom that I don't even know how to start commenting on him.
I actually think that the part where they say about the experience and the knowledge that you gain, no one can take it away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's it's so true. It's like working in the company and then you learn something. Mm-hmm. If you like work extra hard and you learn something, and then when you go to the next job, that's something that makes you valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but if you never work hard and never try, then there's nothing in you that you can present. 对啊，所以 Maggie 刚刚说的就是他觉得那个付出代价之后所得到的是别人抢不走的，就是非常的真实，非常的真切。那 Maggie 你有没有想过在你的人生当中有没有类似这样子的经验，就是你很努力付出，像功夫应该就是吧，就是一点一点的累积，然后很多人开始的时候就放弃了，但是你就没有放弃，然后你就继续的练习，然后在练习功夫的过程里面有遇到非常多的挫折，对啊，就是很多时候可能一起学的同学就比你学的好啊，比你学的快了，然后他们已经会了，为什么你还不会，对不对？但是等到就是 Maggie 练成了以后，就是就会 stay with her。对，他就可以晋级。你看他现在，噔噔噔噔噔，对啊，就是反正他现在已经厉害到可以教人家了，所以我真的完全对他那个功夫的实力，就完全是非常的佩服，对吧？因为我就功夫这个，就我只有在电视上有在看嘞。其实我小时候有学过跆拳道，但是我学到。什么什么后就转身然后踢的时候就不会了，大概是第三个礼拜或什么就妈妈我不要去了，我觉得好难哦。可是对啊，就是学什么东西都不要半途而废，因为如果你真的有兴趣，然后经过一番寒彻骨之后，就会有梅花扑鼻香。Yeah, so it was like Maggie practicing kung fu, and over the past six or seven years she has encountered lots and lots of difficulties for sure. Learning anything is hard, yeah, so but then she still overcome all those difficulties and see what she is now. She's teaching
classes, little kids.
Yeah, teaching little kids already, so that's really amazing. And then I also find that the other one, If you haven't tasted the pain, and then you wouldn't know how wonderful it is to be happy. I mean, it's a lot of times we put ourselves into misery and then pity ourselves and thinking that we're the poorest person on earth. And then you look into the news and you see how many people who are currently suffering from whatever,
or like being worse than you. They don't have any food to eat or don't have places to live in.
And then they are still very thankful and they're working really hard to fight for their survival. And yeah, we really don't have the we really don't have the right to say that we're unlucky or we're just poor and whatever.
Yeah. Right? Because, like, in the world, there's always someone that's better than you and always someone that's worse than you.
Yeah, so
don't think bad about yourself.
Yeah, never compare yourself
to others
others, and then end results of making you feel worse off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to end. Mm-hmm. There's never-ending process of comparison, and then you'll always find somebody who are better off.
Yeah.
And then you're just gonna continue to loop in this misery, and it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
所以我们觉得结论是，就是永远都不要觉得你自己现在的处境很困难，对，很不好，然后觉得自己怎么那么衰，怎么样的？因为就是其实在这个世界上，大部分的人都还比我们过得更不幸，然后他们也是这么的感恩，然后这么的努力在过他们的日子，所以我们大家都要。 就是活得更感恩一点，然后呢，最后五分钟看能不能播一到两首歌。那么，所以 Stay with us, Seymour's coming. Seymour 是下一个节目，然后希望您继续收听CITR 101.9 FM. 最后五分钟，I should say in English. So we're going to play you another song. It's called Hunt and Chase by Megan Bonnell.
that I can find. You came to me when I wasn't searching, so certain I wore your ring, and I thought that you were mine. And we tried
all the luck that I can find.